The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the evening of that same day, the first day of the week, the doors were locked in the room where the disciples were for fear of the temple authorities. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Having said this, the Savior showed them the marks of crucifixion. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw Jesus, who said to them again, "Peace be with you. As Abba God sent me, so I am sending you." After saying this, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you retain anyone's sins, they are retained." The good news of salvation.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
The Holy Spirit helps you to punt. So that's a good thing. So first I'm going to put the kids on the spot. Oh no. Oh no. So we're going to talk about the air that we breathe. And I don't know where you guys are in science. But can we see the air?
No.
Oh, I don't think so, right? We can see stuff in the air, right? Yeah. So how do we know air exists?
Because we breathe it every day.
We breathe it every day. Okay. How else do we know? Yeah.
Because of the fan that makes the air that's trying to blow out the candles.
Okay. You can see it from the candle flames. Yeah. Trees waving. Do you have a comment? No. Well, we can see it when we fly a kite, right? We know that there's something holding the kite up. So the air that we breathe, what do we people breathe in?
Oxygen.
What do we breathe out?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide. Give her a hand. Miss Hannah, do you know what the trees breathe in? You can have help. Carbon dioxide. Good job. What do the trees breathe out?
Oxygen.
Pretty neat, don't you think? You think that's an accident? Or do you believe that God might have created some interconnections? Thank you. So when I didn't give Susan the theme is Pentecost sandwich, just so you know. Huh. All right. So the readings that we have today, what you need to know is the end of the Gospel of John and the reading at the beginning of Acts are like this many pages away from each other, right? They're really, really close. So those are going to be the slices of bread. All right. So the first reading is from Acts. Who wrote it?
Luke.
Yeah. And the setting is Jerusalem. So the Jewish tradition of Pentecost was an agricultural ritual of thanksgiving 50 days after Passover. So what are we celebrating today? 50 days after Easter for Pentecost. Why 50? Because 7 is the holiest number. So if you take 7 times 7, the holiest number, that equals 49 plus 1. It's the holiest day. It's Pentecost. So the many traveled to Jerusalem from all parts of the region as the Jewish community. While they were there, a noise like a mighty wind filled the entire house, and then something that looked like tongues of fire came to rest on each of them. And suddenly, without explanation, they could all understand each other. The division fell away. From all those people that Christy read, very well, might I say, from all those countries, the many languages became one. and they all spoke of the mighty acts of God. So this reading from Acts illustrates the external manifestation of receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit, unity. So the gospel was written by who? John, yeah, I hear it. And the setting is the upper room. The cenacle is located in the southern part of the old city of Jerusalem, where the Last Supper was held. And they're hiding out, right? Jesus comes through those locked doors. Peace be with you. He verified his identity by showing them his wounds. Peace be with you. And he breathes on them. Then he sends them with power to forgive and release those who missed the mark, or to retain that grievance, to refuse to let go of the rope. One of the things when we hold a grievance against somebody, they're holding an end of the rope and we're holding the end of a rope. And are we willing to let go of our end of the rope? That's all we're in control of, right? So Jesus is giving us the power to forgive sins or retain them. That is empowerment. This scripture reflects on the interior transformation and the commissioning of the 12 and we disciples who follow the way of Jesus. So if that's the two pieces of bread, what's the filling? So the second reading, the author is Paul, and he's speaking to the disciples in Corinth. There's a variety of gifts, but always the same Spirit. All kinds of ministries, one God, lots of projects, God's in them all for the common good. We are one. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke about the amazing interconnectivity of the aspens. Each tree is part of one giant living organism stretching from Utah to Colorado, connected through a system of underground roots. Individual trees may live up to 150 years, but the root system, invisible to the naked eye, is thousands of years old. When one tree falls, the whole colony feels the reverberation, even hundreds of miles away. And miraculously, the root system compensates for the loss of one tree by birthing another. We too are connected as we die and rise, die and rise, and die and rise. So now, listen to this. Take a breath. Thank heaven that we can do that now. If you've studied earth science, you know that our gorgeous blue-green planet is wrapped in a protective veil we call the atmosphere, which separates the air we breathe from the cold vacuum of outer space. Beneath this veil is all the air that ever was. No cosmic planet cleaning company comes along every 100 years or so to suck out the old air and pump in some new. The same ancient air keeps recirculating, which means that every time any of us breathes, we breathe stardust left over from the creation of the Earth. We breathe brontosaurus breath, and pterodactyl breath. We breathe air that is circulated through the rainforests of Kenya, and air that's turned yellow with sulfur over Mexico City. We breathe the same air that Plato breathed, and Mozart, and Michelangelo, not to mention Hitler and Lizzie Borden. Every time we breathe, we take in what was once some baby's first breath, or some dying person's last. We take it in, we use it to live, and when we breathe out, it carries some of us with it into the next person, or tree, or bug who uses it to live. When Jesus let go of his last breath, willingly, we believe, for love of us. That breath hovered in the air in front of him for a moment, and then it was set loose on the earth. It was such pungent breath, so full of passion, so full of life, that it did not simply dissipate as so many breaths do. It grew in strength and in volume until it was a mighty wind which God sent spinning through an upper room in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. God wanted to make sure that Jesus' friends were the inheritors of Jesus' breath, and it worked. So here's the sandwich. On the one hand, our inner transformation and our willingness to receive the Spirit. We have to be willing to receive the Spirit in order to forgive, to make one. If we don't receive it, the Spirit can do nothing. On the other hand, the amazing evidence of the Spirit working in our midst when we do receive and we say yes. And the filling is a gajillion gifts poured out and overflowing to renew the face of the earth. When we sang that psalm, to renew the face of the earth, wouldn't you like your face to be renewed? How about your family? How about your community? How about your world? We have a responsibility to have faith, to be willing to receive and to give. Breathe. Come, Holy Spirit. Pray that often, 1,000 times a day. Have you ever felt the Holy Spirit? Some may say no, and I would say, have you ever felt something blow through your life? Rearrange things, open things that were shut, maybe turning things upside down? Or you suddenly see something or feel something that you haven't noticed before? That's her. So as Barbara Brown Taylor says, if you don't want anything to change in your life, don't pray that prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. Take a breath. Keep breathing. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us, mold us, fill us, use us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. Come, Holy Spirit. And so we're going to pray a little litany for that Holy